ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय रीडिंग फ्रॉम Canto 5, fifth chapter 3. Text number 10. Since this is a prose verse, we can't sing it responsibly. So I'll just chant it one time. Atayam eva parohi arhat atma yari barishi ajarsir raradar sabo bhavan nija purushek sana visaya ashit Asit. you can repeat word for word. Ata, then, ayam, this, eva, certainly, varam, benediction, he, indeed, aratama, O most worshipable of the worshipable. Yari, because. Arisi, in the sacrifice. Raja Rishi, of King Nibi. Varada Rishava, best of benefactors. Vavam, Your Lordship, Nija Purusha, of your devotees, Ikshana Vishayaha, the object of sight, Asit, have become. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. O most worshipable of all, you are the best of all benefactors, and your appearance at saintly King Nabi's sacrificial arena is meant for our benediction. Because you have been seen by us, you have bestowed upon us the most valuable benediction. Report by Divine Grace, H.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Nija Puruso Vishaya. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Soham Sarabhuteshu. I envy no one, nor am I partial to anyone. I'm equal to all. But whoever renders service unto me in devotion is a friend in me, I'm also a friend to him. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is equal to everyone. In that sense, he has no enemies and he has no friends. Everyone is enjoying the fruit of reactions of his own karma. And the Lord, within everyone's heart, is observing and giving everyone the desired result. However, just as devotees are always anxious to see the Supreme Lord sat in every way, similarly, the Supreme Lord is anxious to present himself before his devotees. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, 4.8 Parijana sadhanam vinishaya chaduskritam dharma sanstar panartaya sambhavami yuge yuge. To deliver the pious and to annihilate the miscreants, as well as to reestablish the principles of religion, I have met myself millennium after millennium. Thus, Krishna's appearance is for the deliverance and satisfaction of his devotees. Actually, he does not invent himself simply to kill the demons, for that can be done by his agents. Lord Vishnu's appearance at the sacrificial arena of Maharaj Nibi was just to please the king and his assistants. Otherwise, there is no reason for his being present there.
Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yere Bhutale Swayam Bhakadamayam Tanti Sapatantikam Vana Kripa Sindhave Vichapanam Pavneyo Vaishnavyo Namunaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasudeva Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare Hare.
Says, by the mercy of the spiritual master, a blind man can see the stars in the sky, a dumb man can speak elegant words, and a dog can swim across the ocean. So here in the fifth canto, this chapter is the prelude appearance of Maharaj Rishabhdev. This verse mentioned the word Rishabh means best of all. We know in the previous chapter, Maharaj Angidra had nine sons, and this Maharaj Nibi was the best of his sons. So Maharaj Nibi performed sacrifice to get a son. He wanted a son like the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Of course, there is no one who can be the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna is too Bhagavan Swayam. So, the Lord said, there's nobody that can replace me, so I'll have to come myself as your son. And that's the Lord Rishabhdev. He's the incarnation of the Lord. So this process of sacrifice, Vedic sacrifice, it is performed, but Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he forbid horse sacrifice, cow sacrifice, taking of sannyas, offering of flesh to the forefathers, and the beginning is chat from the brother, from your brother in the wife's womb. So actually, in Kali Yuga, sacrifices cannot be performed properly. To perform a proper sacrifice, you have to pronounce all the mantras exactly, correctly, exactly right. So they'd have one person would chant the mantras, another person would check to make sure that the pronunciation was correct. But in Kali Yuga, close Sudra Sambhava, everyone is Sudra, there are no qualified Brahmins. So when Mahaprabhu was in Navadvipa, the Jhanakasi, the Hindus, so-called Brahmins, were complaining to Jhanakasi about the Sankirtan, the chanting. So the Jhanakasi went and he broke the drum and told the Hindus that if any of you perform Sankirtan, I'm going to convert you to Muslims and take away all your possessions. So the devotees became a little fearful about doing Sankirtan. So Mahaprabhu organized the first civil disobedience movement. And therefore, hundreds and thousands of devotees doing kirtan marched on the Qazi's house to protest. It said there were so many people in the kirtan that if you dropped a mustard seed between the people, it wouldn't touch the ground. Even some thieves heard that the kirtan party was going, people were as open, they thought, well, we'll go and steal all their possessions. But even the thieves, when they got so absorbed in the kirtan, they forgot they were thieves. So this civil disobedience movement marched on the Qazi's house. The Qazi sent his men to stop the kirtan. But when they approached the kirtan, their beards would catch on fire. So there was nothing they could do. So when they got to the Qazi's house, the Qazi was hiding himself upstairs. So finally he came down and Mahaprabhu spoke with the Qazi. And Mahaprabhu said to the Qazi, in your Muslim religion, what kind of religion is this? You're killing your mother and father. Because the bull tills the land. The bull is useful for tilling the land. You don't need tractors. And the cow is your mother because she gives milk to nourish the child. So therefore, he said, why are you killing your mother and father? So the Qazi replied, true, but you're also, in your Hindu religion, you're also killing animals. But Lord Chaitanya refuted that. He said, no. When we perform a sacrifice and this animal is offered in the sacrifice, it's not killing the animal. The animal gets a new body, is rejuvenated if the sacrifice is performed properly. But that kind of sacrifice cannot be done in this age. So but we do fire sacrifices when we have initiation ceremonies, when we have marriages. We just open a big, wonderful tent. Maybe a few of you were there. How many of you attended that program? Yeah, so they did they called the Mayapur Gurukul kids and they did the sacrifice. But after every sacrifice, there's also the chanting of the holy name, Harinam Sankirtan. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. That makes the sacrifice complete. When Srila Prabhupada opened this temple, Krishna Bal Mandir, 1975, Ram Nomi, they had to have called the local Brahmins and perform a sacrifice so that the local people would accept this temple as being bona fide. But Srila Prabhupada said himself that our doing kirtan was sufficient. Nothing else was required. So, but this story of sacrifice of Maharaj Nabi, this is in a different age. And his sacrifice was so performed in such a way that the Supreme Lord Himself came and gave His darshan to the to Maharaj Nibi and those who assisted him in the sacrifice. So this is a special case. So it says here, Soham Sarabhuteshu. Lord says, I envy no one, nor am I partial to anyone. I'm equal to all. But whoever renders service unto me in devotion is a friend in me, and I'm a friend to him. So the Lord is all, but he's compared to the Father. The Father has equal affection for all the children. But if there's some disturbance, something is happening, that it's natural for the Father to protect and take special interest in his own child. So the same way, the Lord reciprocates with his devotees. This reciprocation, loving exchange between the Lord and his devotees, that is what we're trying to accomplish. Krishna says, Ye itam mam papadyante itam tataiva bhajamiham. That as they surrender unto me, I reward them accordingly. So, six symptoms of surrender. Accept everything that is favorable, reject everything that is unfavorable. To know the Lord as our protector, know the Lord as our maintainer. To always expect the mercy of the Lord. Feel oneself meek and humble. So this is the what we have to cultivate, this surrender as much as possible. The Lord is compared to a diamond set in gold. When a diamond set in gold, the diamond looks even more beautiful. So the Lord is also, when he appears before his devotee, what could be more wonderful than that? But Premanjana Charita Bhakti Vilochanena Santan Sadaiva Ridi Velokiyanti Yam Shama Sundaram Aguna Sarupyam. Lord, he cannot be seen with material eyes. We have to have the eyes tinged with the salve of love. Gaura Govinda Maharaj would say, we're opening a crying school. So, to get the mercy of the Lord, we have to cry in a helpless condition. And if we can't cry for the Lord, then we should cry because we can't cry for the Lord. It may seem hopeless, but still, we have to hope against hope. As the devotee, we have to be pure. The Lord is pure. Shuddhasattva, the devotee, we have to be in pure goodness to actually understand the nature of the Lord. The Lord's body is Satchitananda Vigraha, eternally full of knowledge and bliss. So, in material senses, we cannot perceive the Lord. Tashi Krishna Nama Dinama Vedindriyani. It's not possible to see the Lord with material senses, but we have to have purified senses. It's like the question is raised. The question may be asked, how is it possible to chant the holy name of the Lord. The name of the Lord, Namachintamani Krishna Sabigraha. The holy name of the Lord is non-different than the Lord. It's pure. So how is it possible to chant the holy name of the Lord with material song, material tongue, and material senses? But only when our senses are purified, then we can actually chant the pure name. We're chanting, there's Namaparad, Namabhas, and pure Shuddhanam. So to come to Shuddhanam, we have to chant purely. We have to be pure. And the process, the whole process of Krishna consciousness is a purifying process. And it's a gradual process also. So we have to endeavor with enthusiasm, confidence, patience. We have to have patience because as soon as the woman gets married, she wants to have children. But it's not possible to have children right away. It takes 9 months, so she has to be patient. In the same way, we have to be patient in our Krishna consciousness and know that it's a gradual process of purification. And things don't come automatically so easily. It's not a cheap process where we can get something. Sometimes the bogus gurus, they say, you know, just pay me some money and you can become God in 6 months. And Krishna consciousness is not like that. So the whole idea, the whole process of Krishna consciousness is performing bhakti yoga, teaching Gaurani Thai, Krishna Bhavan, Radha Shama Sunur, Ki Jai. Krishna consciousness is a personal philosophy. It's Vaishnavism. The Srila Prabhupada, over and over again, defeated this Mayavadi philosophy. That it's all one. And God cannot have a form. If you read Jiva Dharma, it's a very nice book. There's a conversation between the Vaishnav sadhus and the Muslims. And the Muslims believe that God is Naraka, formless. And they think that the worshiping of the deity in the temple is the act of Satan. So that's the reason why Aurangzeb and so many Muslim tyrants broke the temples, broke the deities in the temples. But that the Vaishnavas, they defeated this argument. Even in the Bible, it says man is created in the image of God. If God doesn't have a form, how can we have a form? How can we have something that God doesn't have? So this Chinta Beda Beda Tapa, we're simultaneously one and different. We have all the qualities of God, but we do not inquire. We take a drop of water from the ocean, it has all the qualities of the ocean, but it can never become the ocean. So this chapter, this appearance of the Lord is proof that the Lord has a personal form. But the Lord comes by his own sweet will. We can pray to the Lord for so many things, but still he reserves the right to be seen and known by his voice. Bhakti Mama Bhajananti. Only by devotional service can Krishna be known, be understood. It says, Janma Karma Chame Divyame Vamanyo Vititato Tahab. That the one who knows in truth the activities of the Lord, Naiti Maya So Arjuna, one does not have to take birth again. One knows the transcendental qualities and name form qualities of the Lord. So this is the be understood. Here it's also saying that the Lord is equal. He has no enemies and no friends. One time I met some person in America who said, I'm a sadhu. I said, you're a sadhu? Just an ordinary person. I said, what's a sadhu? So I said, are you a devotee of Krishna? She said, no. It was a lady. She said, no. But then I opened the Bhagavad Gita to this verse. Prichana sadhunam vinishayak jaduskritam dharma sanstapanarnaya yuge yuge. And said, the first line of the purport says, a sadhu means someone who's a person who's in Krishna consciousness. Sadhu is someone who knows the science of Krishna consciousness. So the Lord comes to deliver the pious, annihilate the miscreants, as well as establish religious principles. We know Lord Krishna came 5,000 years ago at the end of Dwapara Yuga. There are four yugas, Satya Yuga, Treta Yuga, Dwapara Yuga, Kali Yuga. So in every yuga, there's a yuga avatar. And the yuga avatar comes for the purpose of establishing the dharma for that age, the religious principle for that age. So in Satya Yuga, it was sacrifice. No, it was austerity, meditation. We hear about great sages like Vishwamitra Muni was meditating for 60,000 years. That was in the Satya Yuga. Then in the Yuga, the process was sacrifice. And in the Dwapara Yuga, the process was deity worship. Not that we're not doing deity worship here. We are doing deity worship here all over the world, but we can't do elaborate deity worship. We try to dress the deities with so many valuable jewels and so many things, and we simply invite thieves. Plus, we don't have the real facility to do really super opulent deity worship. So these processes were for different ages. So Maharaj Nibi was doing a sacrifice in a different age. But these processes are also, but the process in this age we know is was enunciated by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Krishna Varna Chasas Krishna Sangpang. What's that? Yagnar Sankidharam Prayar Jantihi Sumedha Shaha. Lord Chaitanya came in this age, but he didn't come to kill the demons. When Krishna appeared 5,000 years ago, he came to deliver the pious, annihilate the miscreants. But the killing of demons is not the real work of the Lord. The Lord can send his agents easily, kill demons in other ways. He doesn't have to come personally. Or sometimes the Lord wants to give credit to his devotees, just like in the battlefield, Kurukshetra. The Lord could have easily defeated all the kings, opposing elements. But he chose not those to take the position of a chariot driver. And he made a promise that not to take up any weapon. Because he wanted to give credit to his devotee, Arjuna. In the same way, when Kamsa married Devaki, not Kamsa, Vasudev married Devaki, Vasudev married Devaki, Kamsa was driving the chariot of his sister to the bride, the groom bridegroom's house. And there was a voice from the sky that said, "You fool Kamsa, you're the chariot of your sister, but you do not know that the eighth child of your sister is going to be the cause of your death." So Kamsa panicked. Kamsa was cruel and evil by nature, and he was willing to kill anyone for his own personal interest. So when he heard this prophecy from the sky, he immediately grabbed the hair of Devaki and pulled out his sword. She was going to cut off her head. He was going to kill Devaki. But Vasudeva was able to pacify him with so many promises. So the Lord came, Krishna appeared. Rather than kill the demons, he came to deliver his devotees, like Vasudeva and Devaki, Nanda Maharaj and Yasoda. This is the real purpose of the Lord's coming. He comes to mitigate the anxiety of his devotees. And this loving exchanges between the Lord and his devotees is exhibited in the highest form, pastimes in Braj, the pastimes in Vrindavan, the place we're sitting at right now. So this is the nature of the Lord. He's very merciful and kind to his devotees. He comes for the purpose of reestablishing religious principles and to deliver the pious or the those who are dedicated to his loving service. So we are should consider ourselves very fortunate that Lord Krishna appears in every millennium, one day of Brahma, Lord Krishna comes. And when Lord Krishna comes in Dwarpa Yuga, end of Dwarpa Yuga, beginning of Kali Yuga, then Lord Chaitanya also comes. But this manifestation of Lord Chaitanya, described by Rupa Goswami, Manmo Mahamanadaya Krishna Premipadayate Krishna Krishna Chaitanya Nogritasena Maha. This is the most munificent, magnanimous and munificent, similar words, of giving freely what no other incarnation of the Lord has ever given before. And that is prema bhakti, pure, unalloyed, devotional service. Other incarnations come, they give Aishwarya Bhav. Gaur Narayan comes in different ages. He only gives Aishwarya Bhav, which means Vaikuntha. The Aishwarya Bhav is there in Vaikuntha, on veneration. If you read Brihad Bhagavatam Rita, you know, Gop Kumar, named Gop Kumar, he traveled to all the places, all the different realms. When he went to Vaikuntha, he went to embrace Lord Vishnu. They said, "No, no, no, you can't do that here. This is not our mood." In Vaikuntha, they have the different mood. But it's all pure devotional service, but there's different levels of devotional service. There's perfect, more perfect, most perfect. So when Mathura is perfect, Dwarka is more perfect, and Vrindavan is most perfect or complete. So this is the Lord Chaitanya comes in this age of Kali Yuga, age of quarrel and hypocrisy. Lo, it says, 12th canto, that the only one good quality in this age, Mahaguna, Kirtan Eva Krishna Shah Sangha, what's that? The one good quality in this age, it's simply by chanting the holy names of the Lord, one can be delivered from the cycle of birth and death. So this is the nine processes of devotional service are there, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, beginning with hearing and chanting. So at the time of initiation, everyone promises to chant 16 rounds Ma Mantra. But this 16 rounds must be free from offenses. We should be do everything we do in devotion with great care and attention. So it's best that we rise early in the morning and chant our japa as bestly. 10 offenses. The 10th offense is maintain material attachments, and even after understanding so many instructions on the subject matter, and also to be inattentive. So the inattentive chanting is the root of all other offenses. So we have to endeavor to simply hear the holy name when we're chanting. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Every day we have to try to chant at least 16 rounds, attentive rounds. And this will be the foundation. When they build a house, foundation first. And if the foundation is strong, then the house will last for a long time. If the foundation is weak, then the house can fall over at any time. So this is our foundation, is there in the following the orders of the spiritual master, avoiding the offenses of criticizing and blaspheming devotees, avoiding sinful activities, following the four regular principles, and chanting 16 rounds attentively every single day. And by chanting good rounds, chanting good attentive rounds, will also develop a service attitude, good service attitude. This is also required, that we have a favorable service attitude. When King Pratabruja went to Mahaprabhu, he said, my dear Lord, what service can I render to you? And in the purport, Lord Srila Prabhupada wrote that their service attitude is there when we, by chanting the Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. So if we chant our rounds nicely every day, then we'll naturally be to serve the Vaishnavas. Hare Guru Vaishnava. We should serve Krishna, serve the holy name, and serve the Vaishnavas. As it says, Lord Shiva told Parvati that the worship of demigods is recommended. The worship of Vishnu is also good, but better than that is the worship of the devotees, service to the devotees. So we should always try to, daily basis, try to serve the devotees in some way or another, just by offering a flower, offering a ghee lamp, offering prasadam. This way we can serve the devotees. But even in service to devotees, important, highest service is serving those devotees who are following in the footsteps of the residents of Vrindavan, who are in Madhurya Bhav and Raghunuga Bhakti. That is the highest form of service. You can read the purport in Chaitanya Charitamrita to that verse, Aradhanam Sarvesham, describing, Prabhupada is describing that this service to the pure Vaishnavas who are in Madhurya Bhav, this is the highest kind of service. So, we'll read the translation again. O most worshipable of all, O best of all benefactors, in your appearance at King, saintly King Nabi's sacrificial arena is meant for our benediction. Because you have been seen by us, you have bestowed upon us the most valuable benediction. So now I have to attend to some service. Hare Krishna. Glory to Srila Prabhupada.